We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about, man?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees from mom and dad.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So, Karen, did you get home from the bar last night? And he wants to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Ken, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
Dr. Ken. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Ken.
Hi, this is Sex Chat with Dr. Kat. I'm your host, Dr. Kat Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist, here with my man about town, Mr. Ross Martineau.
Hi, Dr. Kat.
Hey, Ross. We're here to answer all of your sex and relationship questions from each of our perspectives.
Yes, we are.
If you would like us to answer your question, you can call our 24-hour-day, 7-day-week listener line at 213-270-1968.
Or you can support us by supporting our sponsors. Go to adamandeve.com right now,
Yay.
And you'll receive 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping on your entire order when you use the offer code DRKAT, D-R-K-A-T, at the checkout.
Yep, and perfect time for the holidays.
It's a whole lot of free.
It's a lot of free, and you know, you can order somebody a gift and then keep the free mystery gift for yourself.
There you go, and it would all be a mystery.
It would be a mystery. So feel free to use our personal code at adamandeve.com right now. So, the Pope and condoms.
Right.
What an interesting combination.
Not something that you see in the same sentence very often, except, you know, he has come out in the news now saying that he does condone condom use.
He condones condoms.
Yes, but, you know, very, very narrowly. Right?
Only if you're being especially evil.
Right, a prostitute, basically.
Right.
So here's, you know, so of course I went on, you know, all problems in life, besides being solved by Dr. Kat and myself, can
right.
be solved by Google.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so.
Google's our friend.
Went online, and this is what I found out. So apparently the Pope has an ABC theory of sex.
Ooh.
Basically. Abstinence.
Yes.
Be faithful.
Mm.
And as the last resort, condoms. Right. So if those first two things don't work. So, you know, I could get into it. I have a huge problem, obviously, with the Pope and the fact that he is, you know, single-handedly letting millions of people die in Africa.
Right. Absolutely. And that's where I think the pressure came out of, correct?
Right.
Out of you know, basically his anti-condom stance. And over the years, you know, this Pope, even John Paul, had said that they didn't believe that condom use actually stopped the spread of HIV.
Okay. So here we go. So I did find this great article. It's on the Huffington Post. There's a guy, Wayne Besson. Wayne is the founder of Truth Wins Out. It's a nonprofit organization that debunks anti-gay lies.
Yes,
and
it's fabulous.
Myths. Yes. So one of the things is that he said was the Pope thinks the epidemic can't be resolved with condom use. Rather, it actually increases the problem, which
right.
is like, what?
Because he feels like it
promotes
having sex, period.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
Which, of course, everyone's going to have.
It's the human condition.
Anyway.
And that's the whole thing. It's like, and if we haven't all learned by this point of like the last, you know, 8 years where we had President Bush and his abstinence only programs in
right.
this country,
right.
and we saw how abysmal all the research came back, that actually it's the abstinence stance that actually creates the problem.
Why can't it be like a buffet? You know what? if the salad with the Roquefort dressing works for you, then that's what you should do.
You got it.
You can be abstinent, or you can be faithful, or you can use condoms. Why can't it all be okay?
You right.
know, it can't.
Apparently. No, that's and I think at this point, you know, it's funny, the Vatican is just, they're having to respond to some of the pressure that they're getting because it is so archaic, their
yes.
stance on condoms and sexuality.
Here's another slightly incendiary comment from Wayne Besson, but, you know, he brings up, how high must the body count be before the Pope is
right.
no longer considered pro-life?
Right. Oh, that is interesting.
That's a really good way to put it as well. And then lastly, another fact that came out, you know, apparently the Obama administration actually fairly recently called for a worldwide decriminalization of homosexuality.
Yes.
A worldwide decriminalization. Who do you think opposed it?
The Pope.
And radical Islamic countries. Now, isn't that the final irony? Whoever would have put those two people agreeing in a sentence?
Oh, my God, that's interesting.
So there you have it.
Holy crap.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Holy bullshit is what it is.
Oh, my God. Well, and what's funny is that, you know, in my household growing up, I was raised Catholic.
Me too.
Yep. And it was all about, you know, John Paul and
Ringo.
And Ringo. John Paul and Ringo. Actually, I think I'd prefer that household. I'd rather have the Beatles.
Just let it be.
All you need is love.
Okay. We could go on.
We could go on and on. But really interesting how many people, I mean, it's easy for you and I to like poo-poo the whole Pope stance on whatever. But right. There are masses of people who actually listen to the Vatican, listen right. to their stances on things. And, you know, funny enough, you know, up until the Industrial Revolution, the Vatican and the Pope, it was actually, there weren't all these rules around sexuality and you can't do this or you can do that. I mean, they weren't even anti-abortion
wow.
back then.
Interesting.
All of this has happened literally in the last 100 or so years.
And do you think, I'm assuming it's just because it's another way to oppress the people.
Right. Right? Yeah. To control and to control the masses,
right.
really. You know? Right. So really interesting that, you know, there this... It seems like
no
a
different
slight
than a
shift.
Cult.
No, well, yeah. You wonder. You know what I mean? The right. whole. I mean, some people, they lose objectivity
right.
when it comes to religion. And if it comes to actually people getting in harm's way and not having access to condoms to be able to protect themselves, then that is a major issue.
Yeah.
So, but interesting, the shift in stance. That's why it caught my eye. I was like, huh, okay.
Well, exactly. I mean, and even though it's, you know, sort of surrounded by a lot of, you know, negativity or negative stances that still have a long way to go, at least he is making a little bit of a concession saying, okay, you know, if you're a sex worker, you need to protect yourself, you need to protect the other person.
Even though, again, also Catholic Church being, it's hypocritical. You know what I mean?
Well,
because they have the one stance where just don't do it at all. But if you're going to do it, then suddenly condoms are okay where they haven't been okay. I don't know.
Right.
Whatever.
I mean, at this point, we'll take the inch.
We will.
Right.
We will take the inch.
Right. And as I like to say, you know, what's an inch unless it's up your ass?
Right. Oh, my gosh. So you have questions. We have answers. Give our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line a call, 213-270-1968.
All right. And speaking of up the ass.
Oh, my goodness. It's
Terry.
So apropos.
Yes. Terry writes in and wants to know about strap-on play. So Terry says, I've always loved fucking my wife in the ass, and she seems to love it. Oh, wow. That's
oh,
so great.
So nice.
Yeah. So giving. I'm wondering if, and so Terry's saying he's wondering if he might like it too. If I'm interested in having her use a strap-on, where do I begin?
This is actually a really great question. And it shows there's obviously a lot of openness happening
right.
between this couple, which is really cool. So where do you begin?
Where do I begin to learn the pleasures of a dildo up my ass?
Let's begin right here.
Exactly. love means never having to say, don't use that strap-on.
Don't use that strap-on.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
I'm done with the love story.
No, okay. We like it. We digress.
Yes.
Basically, you begin pretty much where you would begin if you were interested in anal sex at all, which is you start slow.
Okay.
You
say,
use
the
some lube.
Our ballpark?
Only you, Ross. That's only you. At home, preferably. But basically, you might want to start with some, like, finger play
okay.
with some lube.
Right.
See if you like that sensation, if you like it.
And probably with like a latex glove, right?
Sure.
Just in case you're a nail biter. I don't know. I'm always
oh,
thinking of
true.
Protection, especially the first time because, you know, if it's virgin, really virgin territory, you know.
If it's on lockdown.
Right, exactly.
That is true.
And if she's got nails, you know, you don't want any ripping and tearing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you want this to be a pleasurable,
exactly.
happy experience.
Yeah.
And then also, you can kind of work your way up to the whole strap-on thing. Now, the interesting thing about strap-on sex is,
mm-hmm.
obviously, Terry, for you, you're going to have that experience with it, but also for your wife, it's going to be, I'm assuming, a new experience for her.
Absolutely.
To actually be the one who is penetrating.
Right. And that's it, because, you know, on this show, we've discussed, you know, certain dildos and handheld prostate massagers and you
right.
know, things like that. But in this case, you know, someone's actually strapping it on, and there
to their
is
hips.
Control, there's thrusting,
yes.
there's, you know, there's penetration. You know, it's really kind of interesting and fun. I'm assuming for a woman to be on top, as it were, and sort of have that control.
Yeah, it's very true. And for women who have gotten into being the penetrator, especially for women who have masturbated like with grinding mm-hmm. before,
yep.
I tell them it's kind of a similar sensation to that. The main thing is the communication between the partners,
right.
Just like it is during anal sex.
Ow, stop means stop.
Stop. Doesn't mean keep going. And if you have a problem with that, if you're into the no saying, then you need to come up with a safe word like kumquat. I don't know.
That's a good one.
Kumquat. It's my favorite safe word. I like that. But you know what I mean? Just figure out some way that you'll know when your partner's serious. And if they say slow or fast or
right.
farther,
especially at the beginning,
or
it's like, you know, it's like learning how to drive. You better, you better follow the rule book, you know, and take it really slow at first. Now,
absolutely.
And I'm also assuming that they, you know, you can go probably adamandeve.com, strap-ons that actually kind of penetrate her too. So while she's thrusting, she's getting a little something.
Well, little vibrators built in.
We love that.
So she gets the clitoral stimulation, you know, with the back and forth against his ass. And then he gets the penetration. And he also picks up some of the vibe. Vibration through, too.
You know, in my next life, if I'm reoccurring, I want to come back as a sex toy mechanic or, you know, or think tanker.
A designer.
Yeah, exactly.
We might be able, actually, to make that happen at some point. That would
right.
be totally fun.
Wow. I'll never underestimate your powers.
Oh, that's right. You never know. You never know. It's just like the Wizard of Oz. We have to get behind the curtain.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I think, actually, on Adam and Eve, there is a beginner strap-on kit. Which might be really cool. So for you to experiment with. So once you know, try the lube, you know, try the finger insertion. I would say most people, I wouldn't suggest doing all that in one night.
Right.
Maybe take a couple sessions to get used to it.
Right. And the other thing that I'm going to kind of veer into, I'm going to go into the poop.
Oh,
aspect
sure.
of it.
Bring on the poop.
Well,
we talked about
exactly.
the Pope.
It's time for the poop. Okay. So, with me, my sense of humor, we've talked about this. I love to laugh about poop. I love poop jokes. I love poop humor.
And I love to hear you laughing about poop.
But I never want to smell, see, or touch it. Okay? So one of the caveats, and it may be obvious, but, you know, as a beginner, you know, make sure you're clean, Terry. You know, either, you know, you can kind of douche out if you want to go that far, but at
least... There are anal douches. Yes, there are. And they are on Adam and Eve as well.
Exactly.
True.
You know, or at least make sure you have a good bowel movement. Because
before, not during.
It'll turn you both off right away if you strike gold or you're, you know, struck oil.
Oh, my God.
Your
first
depending. Time in. Yeah, you know, so that's just a caveat from a gay man.
Right. Well, and the thing with anal play, though, two things, is that it's often a slightly different viewpoint on this in the fact that even if there's a little poop, it's usually not nearly as much as you think it's going to be.
Right.
For most people.
No, I agree.
Right?
I'm just saying a lot of people might not think about it. It's like, yeah, let's go. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. We just had that steak dinner.
You know? Oh,
it's no. Like, well, you know, I mean, it's something that you got to take into consideration. You got to plan for this, especially your first time out. You know, I mean, you want it.
Well, and even so, there have been a lot of people who, if they're really sensitive about that issue, that I say, start the anal play in the shower.
Oh, there you go.
Like while you're actually in the shower, if you're really freaked out about it and you want to have, you know, as clean of an experience as possible, and it's going to be a lot less noticeable if you do it in the shower and everything too, because everything kind of gets washed away all at once.
All at once, good.
But that's the thing too. The other thing with it is that a lot of people talk about how when they get anally penetrated, that sometimes they get the sensation that they do have to take a shit right there, and most people. That's not actually going to be the case. I mean, you have, you know, and anatomically enough control that that's not going to happen. It's just a sensation. And if you stick with it, you know what I mean? Right. That you actually won't have a bowel movement. It's just a part of the sensation and you'll get beyond that.
Right. And you're not starting off with a huge dildo again.
Right.
You know, we're recommending that. And the other thing is that, you know, so much can be forgotten or forgiven or overlooked when you're in sex mode.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like, so when you're horny and all of that, it's a lot of times those sensations aren't quite there or they're not as recognizable.
True.
You know?
Yeah. Because hopefully you'll have a lot of other pleasurable sensations, you know, kind of overriding things, because that is how the central nervous system tends to work anyway.
Right.
But no, I think it's great, Terry, and you guys should have a lot of fun with that.
Ooh, have at it. Actually, write us back and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, we do. We always like to hear back about that. And also, if you've started experimenting with it and you have some tips or other things we haven't mentioned.
Yeah, a little do and don't.
Yeah.
Let us know.
We always appreciate that too. So we'll be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at AdamandEve.com.
Okay. Our next question is from Randy, and he's wondering about STDs. Randy says, I've heard that in addition to HIV and other STDs, that now I have to worry about hepatitis.
Mm-hmm.
Is this true? I didn't think hepatitis was sexually transmitted.
Wah, wah, wah.
So is Debbie Downer. Wah, wah. It's true. You have to think about hepatitis. And the main thing, you know, there are all these different types of hepatitis, right?
Yes.
Hepatitis A and B and C and
D and E. Even.
And D and E, yes. Even beyond. The main form of hepatitis, and all those are infectious in some capacity, either through blood or saliva, or really the one that we're concerned about when it comes to sexually transmitted diseases is Hep B.
Yes, because that is body fluids.
Right,
And it's not necessarily a bloodborne. Like C, I think, is much more bloodborne.
Yes.
Intravenous or blood-to-blood.
Correct.
But B is definitely through semen, through, I don't know, urine, but I know.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much body fluids.
Any body fluids.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
So you've got to be thinking about that. It is one more thing to think about, but in actuality, it's like they're all pretty much the same. So if you're protecting yourself against one of the STDs, you're probably protecting yourself against all of
them. And then A, you know, going back to the last question with Terry and the strap-on, A is generally transmitted through fecal matter. And that's why you see at restaurants, you always see signs in the bathroom saying, please wash your hands after.
Just E. coli, folks.
Yeah, it's because if they get a little on their thumb or whatever and they're tossing your salad, as it were, it's not a good thing. And anal play, you know, sometimes you don't think about it and you're in the moment and maybe maybe Terry's wife removes the dildo and now it's on her fingers and then they start kissing or, you know.
You got to think about it.
Yeah, you know, and they're putting the fingers in the mouth. You know, who knows? So
right. I mean, a little hygiene and a little protection and you should really be fine. The reason why people are just now starting to hear about hepatitis is that it's a lot more in the media. There are all these stars coming
Pamela
out.
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, with she's at
C.
C. And Hep
that's
C.
The major one.
And C is pretty heavy duty, as far as it being a chronic illness.
Yes.
And it can actually take years off of your life.
Yes.
So the whole point is to just be really careful and to realize, I mean, it's nothing new. Hepatitis has been around forever, but we are seeing a sharp increase in people getting it, so much so that the CDC now has kind of folded hepatitis into, you know, HIV and STDs. So you can go to the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control, you know, to cdc.gov/hepatitis, and you can get all the specifics about it on
Great.
There.
Good online resource.
But the main thing is if you're protecting yourself against one STD, you're really helping to protect yourself against all of them and just, you know, watch the hygiene.
And it doesn't have to be a boner killer. You know,
no.
It just, they're out there. There are bad things out there and, you know, it revolves around sex. It just it requires a heightened awareness.
It does. It does. And everybody, you know, you want to be able to have sex and not to have to worry about this stuff.
Exactly.
So, you know, an ounce of prevention,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. You have questions, we have answers. You can call our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968.
All right. So Lala, we have a question from Lala. Lala doesn't know when to come clean about what she does for a living. Ooh.
Ooh.
She says, I'm an online foot fetish model. I have chat sex with men online and make a really good living doing it. I'm dating someone new and don't know how to bring the subject up. We're just a few dates in, but I'd like to continue seeing him and I'm beginning to feel weird that I haven't told him. What do you think?
Well, Lala's got a little secret. Mm-hmm. So the thing with the online sex chats and in this particular case, you know, she's, you know, doing, you know, her foot fetish.
Right,
stuff.
A very specific niche that she's carved out for herself. As
and
well.
A lot of these women make a really good living doing it, and they figure it's not real sex because, you know, they're not touching anybody.
Well, it's so funny because, you know, being the pop culture maven that I am, you know, Desperate Housewives has been dealing with that this season, right? Susan has been doing her little online cleaning in her little French, you know, outfits.
Oh, my God. Funny.
Yeah, and all of that. So, I mean... And if we want to take a lesson from Desperate Housewives, which television teaches us everything that is true and good, what happened to her? She didn't tell Mike, and he freaked out. You know, he found out on his own in a really sort of awful way.
Yeah.
And that's a trust breaker. That can, you know, it's not like she's having an affair, but she is, by not telling, that can be sort of a passive
omission.
Way of lying.
Omission is still a lie. And the thing is, you know, I get the fact you don't want it doesn't have to be the first thing out of your mouth if you're dating somebody. But I would say there's definitely, I like to call it the kind of the period of disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that when you're with someone and you know you're going to kind of date them, you're a couple dates in, really those first, that first month or so, those first handful of dates, you kind of want to, if there's a big, you know, kind of cat in the bag, you want to let it out.
Elephant in the room.
Yes.
Right.
In that time.
Right.
So I would say, and that's going to be different for everybody. I mean, really, she's going to have to use her own judgment. I would say just the fact that Lala has written in, obviously it's on her mind. Obviously she knows she needs to say something.
Yes.
Because omitting it is not going to be a good thing very shortly, especially if he finds out.
Right. And the other thing is she comes with a package, all right?
Right. We've all got baggage.
Some women are single and have children, right? And she is a single woman who actually is an online foot fetish model / chatter. And a single mom can't really get rid of the child,
right?
So that's a package. Lala does have a little bit of a branch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she can say,
okay.
If she
wanted to, she could.
Right.
But...
Well, and she says, you know, she has a choice. She can say, I'm going to be up front because this is my package, and Lala, you're eventually going to find someone that doesn't care at all.
Exactly.
Or if you find 3, 4, 5 dates, you know, go by with different men and they all have a problem with this, you can still keep kissing the frogs, or you can decide, well, maybe it's time to not be a foot fetish model.
But ultimately, she's done it. It's a part of her history.
Right.
It would probably have to come up regardless.
Well, the past, kind of thing. You know, like, you know, my post-career as a go-go boy.
Right. You want to make sure that you let your partner
exactly.
Say that.
Okay. That's just my fantasy. I was never a go-go boy.
I prefer to think of you that you had had been a go-go boy. But the main thing
is... On a big box.
On a big box.
In a good way.
That's right. The main thing is, too, is that if you choose to tell him, you're taking control of the situation. You can decide how you want to tell him, how much you want to expose him to it versus not saying anything, and then he's just going to potentially find out in some really messy way.
Right, and it just
it's
by
a much
not,
more conscious way of
and
doing
by
it.
Not saying it and not being sort of casual and upfront about it. And this is what I do. Ha ha. You know, isn't that interesting?
Right.
It is going to seem a little seamy and you know secretive and you know something shameful or something to hide.
And it shouldn't have to be anything. Yeah, that you're carrying weird shame about or anything.
Absolutely.
Yes, some people are going to have issues with it, but like you said, there are plenty of life situations people have issues
and
with.
Hey, he might be like, hey, you know, can you check out this bunion? What do you think?
Or like, hey, let's get it. Let's can I have a foot job?
Right.
You never know.
You
that
there
might be
go.
Right up his alley.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Never so mind. Good luck, Lala. okay. And we're going to have our little gay take, straight take on our featured toy of the week.
Woohoo!
That's right. We are going to talk about the Naughty Boy Anal Vibrator. It's all about the anus and poop. And the Pope
it.
Today.
Exactly. Pooping the Pope with our anal vibrator. But I love how it's naughty.
It is. It's
you
naughty.
Know? So for a woman, it's like the sexy, penetrating, you know, vagina stimulator. And for a boy, it's the naughty.
Naughty boy.
Yeah.
You're such a bad boy.
Exactly.
And that goes right along with the Catholicism we discussed earlier.
Exactly. But As, you know, as women in the 70s came to embrace their vagina with mirrors and glasses, I say, men, embrace your anus, embrace your prostate.
That's right.
And this is a good way to start.
It's true. The nice thing about this toy is that it's hands-free.
Woohoo!
Which is really an interesting concept because,
so you can still be doing the dishes.
That's right. Standing there, clenching your cheeks.
I'm cleaning my oven.
Doing
while
some kegels,
my
wire.
My ass is being penetrated.
That's right. And the shape is a beginner shape. It's not super big. It's probably like about the diameter. It doesn't. Yeah, it's 4.5 inches long, so it's not super long.
Here's the way. I was on the website earlier, and so it is, you know, it is of a smaller stature, which is nice. But I did notice that a lot of these anal penetrators look exactly like joysticks on Xbox.
Oh my gosh.
So if there ever is a gay agenda, it's like we're training the youth of America to handle their prostate penetrators.
And we are not suggesting you go out and use your Xbox for anything like that. Much better to go to adamandeve.com and buy something that's meant for
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
But you're right. I think there's some subconscious.
But that'll give you the idea of the size of it. You
yeah,
know?
That actually is a really good way to put it together in your head for that. And it is also waterproof, single speed, so it's got just one vibration, which is usually a good place to start. You can kind of figure out if you want more or less of that.
Yep.
And it's made of silicone, which is by far the best material for a sex toy.
Which is nice. And the reason that silicone is better is because it's non-porous, so no germs, especially when you're dealing with the butt, you know, that you don't want anything to come out, as it were, or stick around.
Easy to clean,
soap and water. You do not want to use silicone-based lube with it, however, because it will deteriorate the toy.
Right. And I think on Adam and Eve, they've got a universal lube, actually.
Oh, nice.
Which is not silicone-based, and as it's the title, universal, you can use it with a lot of different materials. So that might be a really good option for this. But it's a really fun toy. Like you said, you can insert it. You can do other stuff. It's in addition to it being the dildo, it's actually got some vibration with a little vibrator there. And the vibrator actually kind of curls around so that it's underneath your testicles where your perineum is.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a nice little vibration, you know, for the entire area.
It's an all-over sensation.
It is.
Great. And it sounds like it would be a perfect Secret Santa gift.
Ooh, it's true.
To that boss who needs a little something.
Who needs to loosen up.
Exactly.
And it comes with a free N battery because it does need the special battery for it. But it's ready out of the box, so to speak. So.
Oh, good. Thanks, yep. Dr. Kat.
No problem. So go to adamandeve.com. And if you want to use our show's special promo discount code, you can do that. When you get to the checkout, enter Dr. Kat, that's D-R-K-A-T, and you'll get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping off the entire order.
And you know what this means? I'm about to sing again with the outro.
Yay! Okay. I'm going to focus. This is like, it's like battle training. I have to do Jedi mind tricks in order to not screw up what I'm saying. Okay, I'm going to start.
2 weeks in a row. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Also, we've got a new video podcast on sex toys for everyone. It's called In the Sex Toy Box with Dr. Kat. So you might want to check that out on iTunes as well. I also want to thank everyone for joining us today. And don't forget to call our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968. Or find out more about us and our blog writing, so to speak. And, oh my God, that is so hard.
Good job.
Yeah, I'm impressed. On drkat.com. That's www.drkat.com. And please subscribe to our lovely podcast.
Please do.
Woohoo. Thanks, Russ. Thanks for the musical interlude.
Thank you, Dr. Kat.
And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Sex Chat with Dr. Kat.